Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're focusing on a pretty major shift, the sustainability push happening at U.S. West Coast ports. We're talking Los Angeles, Long Beach, Oakland.
That's right. And this is really crucial if you're importing goods through these gateways.
Yeah, this isn't just, an environmental nice to have. We want to give you a quick guide on how this green transformation is likely going to affect you.
Absolutely. Because it directly hits your operational costs, your compliance requirements, and frankly, how stakeholders, investors, even customers view your brand's environmental footprint. It's really picked up steam this past year.
Especially after that big push in October 2023, wasn't it?
Yeah, that seemed to intensify things.
Okay, so our mission today is pretty straightforward. Cut through the jargon, explain the key sustainability changes, and really unpack what they mean for your import business. So maybe kick us off, why the sudden urgency around port sustainability?
Well, sudden might be relative, but the pressure is definitely ramped up.
What?
Ports historically have been pretty significant sources of pollution. You've got ship emissions at berth, all the diesel cargo equipment, trucks idling.
Mm-hmm.
It adds up.
Right. Not exactly green zones?
Not typically, no. But now you've got this convergence, stricter state regulations, like from California, a good chunk of federal money is flowing into green infrastructure projects, and just this growing global pressure to decarbonize supply chains.
Decarbonize, basically cut the carbon emissions involved in making and shipping goods.
Exactly. So it's a mix of regulatory sticks and funding carrots, plus market pressure.
And that directly impacts our listeners' freight then, the timing, the cost.
Oh, absolutely. The efficiency of your shipments, the total cost involved, and crucially, the carbon footprint associated with your products. It's all getting tied into these port initiatives. You can't really separate them anymore.
Okay, let's get specific then. What are some of the key changes importers really need to have on their radar at these West Coast ports?
Okay, well, a big one is shore power expansion. You're seeing this significantly in places like LA and Oakland. Basically, more ships can now plug into the electrical grid when they dock.
So they can turn off their man engines?
Precisely. Turn off those polluting diesel engines while they're loading or unloading cargo. It makes a huge difference to local air quality.
Okay, that's pretty clear. What about the equipment moving the containers around on the docks?
That's another major focus. We're seeing a gradual but definite switch to zero emission cargo handling equipment. Think electric powered cranes, hydrogen fuel cell yard trucks, replacing the old diesel workhorses.
Cleaner operations right there in the terminal.
Yep. Makes the whole container handling process much greener.
And I remember hearing about green shipping corridors. That sounds ambitious. What's the story there?
Yeah, that's looking beyond just the port itself. The Port of LA, for instance, announced one with partners in Asia back in October 2023.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to tackle emissions along the entire Trans-Pacific shipping route. So encouraging cleaner fuels for the ships, more efficient operational practices, that kind of thing. It's a whole journey approach.
Interesting. So it's not just about cleaning up once the ship arrives. And it sounds like Long Beach is also being quite proactive with policies.
Very much so. Long Beach has rolled out programs that essentially reward trucking companies for using cleaner, lower emission trucks.
Ah, incentives.
Incentives, yeah. And also penalties or higher fees for older, dirtier trucks. They're actively trying to shape the behavior of the drayage fleets serving the port.
Makes sense. And underneath all this, I imagine technology is playing a pretty big part.
Oh, definitely. Across the board, LA, Long Beach, Oakland, you're seeing significant investments in smarter infrastructure. Things like automation to streamline operations, predictive scheduling systems.
Predictive scheduling, how does that help environmentally?
Well, if you can better predict when ships will arrive and when berths and equipment will be ready, you can reduce waiting times. Less time idling offshore or trucks waiting in queues means fewer emissions. Plus, digitization helps optimize everything.
Right. Efficiency gains often mean environmental gains, too.
Often, yes. Smoother operations, less wasted fuel, optimized energy use.
Okay. So we've got cleaner power for ships, cleaner equipment on the docks, greener shipping routes being developed, smarter, more efficient operations. Let's bring it back to the listener importing goods. What's the bottom line for them?
Well, first off, regulatory compliance is just getting tougher.
Mm.
You really need to be aware of these evolving port standards, these clean air action plans, to make sure your supply chain partners are meeting the requirements. Ignorance isn't really an excuse.
And it's probably not just about avoiding penalties, is it? There's a bigger picture.
Exactly. Think ESG, environmental, social, and governance. These benchmarks are becoming way more important at the board level for investors, for lenders. They want to see that companies are managing their environmental impact.
And surely customers care more now, too.
Absolutely. Both consumers and your B2B clients are increasingly asking questions about supply chain sustainability. They want to know the products they buy aren't contributing excessively to environmental problems. It's becoming a brand differentiator.
So the really critical question for you, the listener, boils down to this. Is your current supply chain actually aligned with where these ports are heading? Can your logistics partners, your forwarder, actually adapt and operate effectively in this greener landscape?
And crucially, do you even have the data you need? Can you measure your current environmental impact? Do you have strategies to improve it in line with these changes?
These are definitely the tough questions that need asking. It highlights the need for, well, smarter logistics partners, doesn't it? Ones who get this shift.
It really does. You need partners who understand the regulations, know how to leverage the new technologies and incentives, and can help you navigate this transition without, you know, sacrificing speed or reliability or past effectiveness entirely. It's a balancing act.
Like combining that deep experience with a real focus on these new sustainability goals.
Precisely. Finding that sweet spot.
Okay, so the key takeaway seems pretty clear. This sustainability transformation at West Coast ports isn't just talk. It's a major shift with very real, direct implications for anyone importing goods through them.
That's the long and short of it. It's happening now, and it's accelerating.
So maybe a final thought for our listener to chew on. Considering everything we've discussed about these port-level changes, what's maybe one immediate, concrete step you could take right now to better assess or maybe improve the sustainability of your own import logistics?
Good question. Maybe it's digging into those green shipping corridors we mentioned. Are your carriers involved? Or perhaps checking on the shore power capabilities being used for your shipments. Just starting with one piece might be the way forward.
Great points to consider. Thanks for walking us through all that, a really insightful deep dive.